Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
My timeline for June 8th, Mark's birthday, 2020. Here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, love.
Yes, I'm so grateful that you are in my life. All right, got to talk about these peaceful protests over the weekend. They say that about 200,000 protesters were in Washington, D.C., most of them jammed up right in front of the White House.
Yeah, I think they were expecting a bigger crowd, but everything went pretty good.
I think so, too. You know who else was there? Civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis, visiting the Black Lives Matter Plaza. He said he just wanted to come down and look and see it for himself.
Yeah. That was deep. And he looks great. I mean, he's fighting, you know, health issues.
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
In his 80s,
but
he is still strong.
Standing tall, right? Standing tall. You know who else was protesting over the last couple of days? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was out there, too. And he also is among, they say, the voices, the Republican voices that are coming out against Donald Trump winning a second term.
Yeah.
So George W. Bush and Mitt Romney said to be two of the leading Republicans, though they haven't come out publicly like Colin Powell has. He did that over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, man. All right. Another thing that really struck me is this beautiful couple that after their wedding, they went to a protest in Philadelphia and they took pictures and they just said they wanted to be a part of this history. She looked so beautiful, the bride, in her wedding gown.
Wow.
Incredible. Very powerful. Also, Michael Jordan, you know, the knock was, oh, he didn't get into politics, this, that, and the other. Well, look, he has put his money where his mouth is. His Jordan brand is giving $100 million over the next 10 years to causes that ensure racial equality. And this is what I love, better education for the Black community, better access to education for the Black community.
It's interesting, you know, he can't win. You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, but it's tied to business, just like what Nike did. But at the end of the day, I think there is some growth there with Michael Jordan.
It's $100 million. You know what? All that noise needs to be silenced.
Yeah.
It's $100 million. He is putting his name out there, and you know he's going to get some distractors who don't want to be a part of all of this, but he is doing it, so I got nothing but praise for him. And just quickly, to just show you how much this peaceful moment is trying to get into every aspect of life, no more guns for Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam in the Looney Tunes.
Huh?
The executive producer of the whole thing says, because of the climate, no more guns. He said there will still be cartoony violence like TNT and Acme.
Ain't nobody checking for Elmer Fudd anymore, are they? These kids don't know no damn Elmer Fudd.
Anyway, well, don't look for any guns with Elmer Fudd. And that's my timeline. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I kept talking.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.